For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
In the Mount of Gethsemane, the Bible said that sweat of Jesus was like a drop of blood. And the Bible said angels came and strengthened him. We pray for anyone going through a hardship, Lord, let them be strengthened. Let them know that it came to pass. One comforting word in the Bible is that it came to what? To pass. This phase will pass. This phase of challenge is the phase of uncertainty. What is my tomorrow holds? The phase of scarcity, hunger, lack and want. Loneliness, rejection, mockery. It came to pass. This sickness came to pass. These temptations came to pass. It will not always be like this. So long as you hold on to God, change has arrived. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray for anyone about to go into Egypt. The Lord will help them. Strengthen them the way Jesus was strengthened. Let the word of God be proven true in our life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. Thank you for coming. Praise the Lord. Please, can we really take the first two seats? Please. Hallelujah. Let's try and take the first two seats. Personally, I operate in a way that once there's a little disorganization affect me, so I would really like us to be organized in one place. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming to church. And the Lord has a word for you. Praise the Lord. The Lord has a word for you. And I believe you will not live the same way you came. Praise God. Hearing the word of God and hearing the preaching of the word of God is informative. And then it's instructive and then it inspires you. As you are living today, you are receiving new information, new instructions, new inspiration. A preaching is not complete if you don't receive instructions. Hallelujah. A preaching is not complete if you are not inspired. For the Bible says prophecy is unto edification. You should be inspired when you hear preaching. And there should be new information, what we call revelation. And all of them will be available this evening as we open our heart to receive. One moment, Father Lord, we open our heart to receive for you this evening. We ask the Lord, we pray for an increase on the anointing. We ask the Lord to turn the light on this evening in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the month of October was our month of obedience. Praise God. But then, this is the month of November. So, the month of November, we are looking at a fresh new team. Praise God. But then, as our culture is, we unveil the team on the first Sunday. So, that means we still have two more meetings to look at obedience and disobedience in this month. Hallelujah. So remember the first week of October we looked at, when we looked at excelling by obedience, we looked at boosters for obedience. Boosters that help people to obey. And then on Sunday we looked at what? What's the topic for Sunday? What's the topic for Sunday? The doom of disobedience. Praise the Lord. We looked at the reasons why people disobey, dangers of disobedience, facts about obedience, why Satan sponsors obedience. And then I gave some counsels. Praise God. Now, there are reasons why people disobey. And this evening, we'll be looking at boosters for disobedience. That means, what is it that helps people to disobey? Praise God. What is it that boosts the disobedience in the lives of people, despite all that we hear, despite all that is available unto us? Why is it that people keep on repeatedly disobeying God, disobeying structures, and disobeying authorities? There are 20 of them, praise the Lord. And quickly run through them. Number one. Now, when we say booster, booster means a push from behind. You know, remember the Apostle Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do them. But the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing it. That means there is a push from behind, boosting him to behave that way. Hallelujah. The first reason why people consistently disobey God is what I call the fear of men. The fear of men. How many of you have ever lied before because you are afraid of what will happen to you if you say the truth? All of us. If you are here and it has not happened to you, that means you are not part of us. You are not part of humanity. If you are part of humanity, one of us, we have lied because we are afraid of somebody. Is it true? Is there somebody here that has never lied because you are afraid of what your father will do to you, or what your mother, or what the truth will do to you? Who is it that made noise? The lecturer, you know that the person that makes noise is a bad boy. Your silence is a lie. So all of us have lied before because of what we call the fear of men. You are afraid of what saying the truth will happen. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 24, Saul said, he feared the people. The reason why he did not kill everybody was because he feared the people. So God said, do this, but we are afraid. Hallelujah. So the fear of men will cause us to disobey God again and again and again. If you don't add the figures, you lose your job. So because you are afraid of the boss, you add the figures. And then that is direct disobedience. Hallelujah. If you don't do this, this will happen. And then people put their fear in us by what we call threat. People threaten us directly and indirectly. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John chapter 5 verse 14, a man was raised, okay, he was healed by Jesus Christ. And then they called his parent and asked him, is it true that he was healed? The Bible said the parent could not say the truth because they have already warned them. Anybody that followed Jesus Christ will be cast out of the temple. So because of fear, they could not say the truth. But in verse 14, the Bible says, afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. So people have a way of threatening us. If you do this, this is what will happen. If you don't sleep with me, I will leave you. Are we together? In this relationship, you know, yesterday I was seeing a lot of posts from ladies. You see, women, there's something like that. They said that ladies are suffering from pressure from men. I've met a lady that said, three guys have left her because she refused to sleep with them. Sleep with me or I leave you. One of us was working with UBA Bank and she was telling me, why do you resign from the bank? She said, time and time again, she make people open account with me or sleep with me or I don't open the account. So she got frustrated. So people have a way of cornering us that if you do the right thing, these are the consequences. Come on, are we together? So people fear men, and because of the fear of men, they tend to disobey God. Not intentionally, but out of fear for men. If I said it, they will say, you are holier than us, or you are the only person. Are you the only person? Or if I said it, are you the only person? So people compromise on the truth and disobey God because of the fear of God. But you are receiving boldness today to stand out. You will not be afraid of men. The Bible says, what can flesh do? The Bible says, don't be afraid of people that can kill the physical body alone. But be afraid of the one that can kill the physical body and destroy your soul in hell. That's why the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. So boldness is coming upon us. Hallelujah. Boldness to look at people eyeball to eyeball and say, I'm not doing it. Or I am not part of it. Or when this person is involved, you know, I remember that time in school when people were doing formation, like when, let's say this is the exam hall, you know, people that cheat, I would call formation, the guru said at the center, call him Ronaldo or Messi, he's the one that shares the answer, and then give this one copy, and there's a way they arrange that you can be right, and then the person from the next role is copying. So there's a way they arrange themselves, if they see the way, so they arrange themselves, okay, two people jump, so they arrange themselves. So one of those days, I was just on the line, and then when they were arranging, when they got to me, say, apostle, yeah, just leave that place. They have to excuse themselves from my place because they know that means the formation has cancelled. The formation has what? Cancelled. Because it will not work. It not only will it, it will not work. I say, sir, please, I'm not comfortable here, sir. Please, I'm not, I don't know, there is a lot of noise and I don't focus. Because it's happened in one exam before, and then they were thinking I'd be afraid. Hey! Say, okay, sir, please, let us know, say, I don't know what is happening here, but can you come and check us, please, sir? Yes. I'm telling you. Then we are, you know, normally a Christian, they are afraid, what would they say? Eh, no. When after graduation, everybody was writing nonsense on white. When they came, they said, no, avoid this, please, this one. Don't be afraid. No matter how bad they are. You see, I'm from the north. In the north, and people think that the most violent place in this country is the north. Why? Because they are physically violent. But the most fearful people you can ever meet come from the north. You see, a coward is always external. He puts fear in you before you get to him. But a real coward is fearful at heart. Or people that bully people, or people that are harsh, in their heart they are afraid. They themselves, the suicide bomber is afraid of death. Don't ever think that when you see a super member, he's not afraid. He's afraid of death. So people try to threaten you so that you compromise, but you must develop a heart skin that you are not moved by threat. If you come out here, this charm will catch you. If you come out here, this will happen. That is the reason to come out. People need to know that you are not afraid. Are we together? If not, when people know that you are easily afraid, they will easily manipulate you. If you do it, you lose the job. If you do it, you lose the job. But when they know that you have nothing to lose, they have no threat. So because of the fear of men, many people disobey God. Many people disobey God. I know there are people, let's say, I know there are churches like Deeper Life, Mountain of Life, people that emphasize holiness. I know there are some of them, their workplace, that once you know you come before them, let's say you feel register. One day seeing Kechi signing and she's from this particular church. Say, wait, let me write my name. Because when you are coming behind, I should write 735. Most people come and write, they will come 720 and arrive 707 or 70 or 715, 725. But they know that once that lady writes at them, she will write the real time. And then everybody, I cannot write 740 and you come and write 20. How come? Do you understand me? That means you automatically came here. So I have seen situations And then they went and write their fake time before this one write her name. Because you have to be bold. I'm telling you, you must kill fear. Fear of men, fear of demons. If you mark this charm, this will happen. If you say this, this will happen. If you come out of this life, you must keep fear. So long as you have fear, you will keep up disobeying God. Okay, if you don't do this with us, this will happen. If you don't do this with us, it will happen. Learn to say to hell what will happen. Come, are we together? If not, people will take advantage of you once you are fearful. You must be bold. I am not part of the deal. I will say the real amount. I will be there or I will not be there. And I believe the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two is what we call lust of the flesh. The reason why people find it difficult to obey God is the lust of the flesh. It boosts disobedience. The flesh is a strong tool that the devil uses. Hallelujah. I want to tell us, do you know that? How do God affect us? God starts from our spirit, through the soul, physically. God transforms us from inside out, right? That's not true. God gets us safe in our spirit, and then we work out our salvation, our mind is being changed, and then physically we begin. So our lives start changing from inside out. But the devil comes from outside in. So he shows you things that bring loss to you, and then naturally you want it. Hallelujah. Naturally you want it. And then because of the loss of the flesh, natural craving of the flesh can make us weak and then to disobey God. But our flesh is being strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ. But the Bible says, for the flesh, that is Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusted against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. But we say, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you will. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Hallelujah. So the lust of the flesh goes against the things you want to do in the spirit. You want to pray, but your flesh wants food. You want to sleep, that is what your blood flesh wants. But the more you yield yourself to the spirit, you kill the flesh. Hallelujah. The lust of the flesh can be tamed. You can tame this craving for success. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Eben led us to pray to tame and not be attached to the success and the cravings that we want. You must make up your mind that I must not succeed. I must succeed, oh, hallelujah. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, detach that lust. You know, there is normal affinity. When we say lust, it's like you cannot control it again. There's normal craving for success, but when it gets out of hand, it's something you can do anything for it. You can do anything to succeed. You can lie, you can cheat, you can do people to succeed. That is craving. But of course, naturally, we want to succeed. Hallelujah. Another reason why people disobey God is called pride of life. In Ezekiel, the simple reason why Lucifer the rebel, Ezekiel 28:17, was because of pride. Now, 1 John 2:16 mentioned these three things: the pride of life. There are many people that will never obey God because of pride. Their integrity is at stake. Praise God. So they find it easy to disobey God. The fourth thing is what we call the loss of the eyes. Genesis 3 verse 6, the Bible says, when Eve saw the fruit, that it was good and beautiful to look on. Hallelujah. Hey. And the devil knows how to paint things. Something can be rotten inside, but he will paint the outside. And the outside will always look good. Always look good. The loss of the eyes. Sometimes you see something with your eye and you want it so badly. And after you had it, you discover that what you had was the wrong thing. Was totally the wrong thing. Hallelujah. When Jacob married Leah, that night he saw a fine lady on the bed. He did not even bother to check whether it was Rachel or Leah or not. It was in the morning. But because he's craving fire of testosterone. Until the night, in the morning, he said, it's not Leah. Because the loss of the eye is powerful. He didn't know. I was like, two ladies are not the same. In your mind, two sisters, one is fat, one is slim, one is too short. Oh, that is the way you think, like, but the guy could not even think. Why? Because the loss of the eyes is powerful. When you want it, it can override your medulla oblongata. You will not think. Override your mental processing faculty. Before you know, you have. Eve did not even have the time to think about what will happen to us after she ate that fruit. Adam did not have the time to think. They saw it, they wanted it, and they went after it. You know, there's one person I saw about relationship. They said that when anytime you want to talk, or anytime you want to go into a relationship, make sure that your brain is attached to your heart. Many people disconnect their brain from their heart. And when they see, they move. May your eyes be disciplined. There are things that you will see, and you will say, I did not see it in Jesus' name. I did not see it. Brothers, do you understand what I'm talking about? There are things you will see and say, I did not see. I refuse to see. I did not see. Why? Because the eyes is powerful. Because once Eve saw it, the Bible says that she fell. Because it was fine. Number five reason why people find it easy to disobey. And the reason why people is because supernatural or satanic backing or satanic help. The devil helped a lot of people to disobey. He makes the disobedience easy. He makes demons, hallelujah. You know, I have noticed something about, I have met a lot of people, or few people that are into fraud or into this kind of things. Most of them did not start diabolically. Most of them start by small fraud. They make 1,000 naira. They make 2,000 naira. And then they discover that this thing can be taken to another level. Then they went diabolic. Most of them, before they discover and they want to change, they started, and then the devil will help them because the devil bring the candidate. You know, if you want to start fornication as a pastor, let's say a pastor wants to start fornication, he doesn't have to look for girls. The devil will bring the girls to them, to him. You know, is it true? You don't even need to waste your time. And the devil knows the kind of ladies you like. He would, like for me, I have the kind of ladies I like. There are the kind of ladies he will never bring to me. Because he knows my test. How did he know my test? He saw the way I behave when my time passed. Because the lady, you don't even look at the cake, you just continue moving. But there are some that when they pass, you look, hey boy. So the devil is observing you. So he knows the kind of ladies and the kind of people. No, it's the truth. What I'm asking is, pastors too don't have. Everybody have tests, praise God. So he knows it. So what is the point of bringing a lady you would not like to fornicate with? The devil is not that dull. He will bring the exact type you want. So the devil can help you arrange the iniquity. Arrange it for you. The devil can arrange the situation for you to lie, arrange the situation to cheat, or arrange and just make the person not to be at home or something like that. So the devil help people disobey. The Bible says, and Satan entered Judas. You remember that scripture? He entered Judas to sell Jesus. If Satan was not inside Jesus, the boldness to sell Jesus would not have been there. But demons enter. There are people that will never do something, even because of demons that are in them. they do something. Sometimes I pass through town, I see some people dressed. And I was like, even if you don't have brain, like even if your brain is on your head, how will you dress like this? Some of them are sponsored from the devil to distract people and to cast the spirit of lust around. Are we together? Yes. So some of the devil manipulates people. Many men masturbate because of what they see outside. Because they saw you outside and they cannot fornicate with you, they run to their room and masturbate. So some of them are sent by darkness to organize darkness to people. Now a guy will see a lady, the way she's naked, she's practically naked, nothing left to imagination. But because he doesn't have physical access to her, you go to his room and masturbate. So the devil manipulates and sponsors a lot of people to sin. Hallelujah. But then the grip of darkness over your life can be loosened. And many of us are losing that grip. That manipulation, no matter the trap, you keep escaping. You keep escaping in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 7, why people disobey is what we call anxiety. Bible says, be anxious. Philippians 4 says, be anxious for nothing. Anxiety. Philippians 4 6. Bible says, be anxious for nothing but by prayer and what? Supplication. With thanksgiving. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. The Bible says, follow them who through faith and patience inherit their reward. Anxiety is what we call fear of the unknown, the uncertainty. Will I eventually really marry? Now that my age is like this and the way I'm looking, will I eventually marry? So because of that, somebody can just advise you. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12 and then Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, anxiety. Because somebody can just advise you, you're already 30, you're already 35. Why don't you have a child? Just sleep with a man. You must not marry him. Why don't you have a child? Just have a child. At least console yourself in case you don't marry. Are we together? What's happening? Where are you missing it? Anxiety. Anxiety. The scriptures are Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. And then 6 verse 12. For satanic attack, the scriptures are 1 Samuel 16 verse 4. 1 Samuel 28:7. And then for satanic manipulation, 1 Samuel 15:23, Galatians 3 verse 1, Acts chapter 8 verse 9. For loss of the flesh, Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, 1 John 2 verse 16. For pride of life, 1 John 2:16, Ezekiel 28:17. For loss of the flesh is Romans 13:14, Galatians 5:17. For fear of men is 1 Samuel 15:24, John 5:14. Hallelujah. Are we together? I'll be a bit slower, sorry. So, because of anxiety, will it ever happen? Hallelujah. So, many people disobey God and people compromise because of anxiety. But, the Bible says, don't be anxious, NIV. Be calm. Be calm. God is working things behind the scene. God is working on behalf of somebody, and I believe that is a word for somebody here. That be aware that God is working behind the scene for you. You may not see the wind, you may not see the but the valley shall be filled. Don't be anxious. It will happen. The marriage will happen. The money will come. The child will come. The healing will come. The deliverance will come. The breakthrough will come. The door will open. No matter how long it takes, it will happen. Do you want it to last or do you want it fast? Which one do you want? You want it to last. Is that not true? It can come fast and go. But if you want it to last, it has to stay. I see a man of God says that the devil showed Jesus Christ the glory of the world in a moment of time. But then it will not last because it is a moment of time. There are things that you get that will not last. But if you wait for the right one, you can be sure it will last. Hallelujah. Number 8 is what we call pressures. He, 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 12 and Job chapter 2 verse 9. Pressure. Hallelujah. Hey! Have you been under financial pressure? Your mom is calling you. Your father is calling you. Your younger brother is calling you. Your husband is, your wife is calling you. Or your friend is calling you. Urgent 2K. Your girlfriend is calling you. And then you are just at the center. Financial pressure. Has that happened to anybody here before? We are like, you have 7 people calling you plus your problem and the money is not there. The Bible says Saul was in a situation where the Philistines were coming And Samuel was supposed to be around to offer sacrifice, and Samuel was not there. The Bible says he forced himself and he sacrificed. And the moment he finished sacrificing, Samuel showed up. Pressure can push people. Hey! Bible says, though he slay me, yet will I wait on him. Is that not true? The wife of Job came and said, curse God and just die. Loss of wife, loss of husband, loss of everything. Then said his wife unto him, Job chapter 2 verse 9. Does thou still retain thy integrity? Hey! You want to show you the man of God in this city? Let me show you how church work. You just need something. Just, you don't need to go there. I can bring it for you. Just drink it. You will begin to see people's name on their head. Yeah, hey, that's a true love story I heard of a man of God. My mentor told me, Reverend Fidelis Maker, he said that somebody came and met him in church. He said that, please help me, I've got into trouble. He said, what happened? He said, his friend took him somewhere. He said, just drink this. You begin to see people's own name on their head. He said, like joke, when he drank it, he came to church, he was seeing the names of people on their forehead. People he have never seen before, he begin to see their problem on their body. Come, come, your name is this. This is your problem. He began, his eyes were opened by that substance. If you continue like that, 3 weeks his church, hey, that man they see you, let's go. That man, there are people that believe the man is seeing, that is all. People will come. And you are there preaching down the streets, John Jefferson, continue preaching down the streets. We go to where somebody, they want, people like somebody that sees, my brother. You want somebody to be able to tell you that, I saw a witch coming, like for instance, my wife telling me a true life story of a woman. She went to a church and the pastor told her, 3 days from today, somebody will come and give you bread. When you come, don't eat it. Truly, on the third day, somebody came with the bread. And then it's her cousin or auntie's son. And he gave her. The woman said, what have I done to you? You want to kill me? She started attacking me with words. And the guy ran off. And then they took the bread and kept it in their drawer. Said, by evening, it was already bringing out worms. Truly, he went. And then they said that, just happened not far from this place. If from here to that place is like 1.5 will take you there. Here, Abuja, here is not far. Just happened recently. And then the guy has sold all his property to travel somewhere. So now, they said that if she had eaten that bread, as her body is swelling, like that bread was swelling and bringing out the worms, that is when he becomes wealthy. So he has consulted a native doctor, and then they gave him the bread to come and give her innocently. See, she was just eating the bread like that. So we need the prophetic eye. Are we together? Yes. I'm not debunking it at all. We need it. We cannot really survive without the fivefold. We need all the fivefold ministries. But then pushing it to the extreme. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, what happened in Jeremiah was some people were prophesying, even if they are not prophets, they began to lie. Then God said that not every one of you will see. He said, if you have the word only, preach the word. Then he said, is not my word as fire? Do you know that scripture? You know it? Okay, let me show us. Some of them were trying to prophesy lies, and God did not send them. Jeremiah, let's open, please. Jeremiah chapter 20. Oh, okay, let's check Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah chapter 23. Okay, are we there? Verse 28. Jeremiah 23 verse 28. Are we there? The prophet that have a dream, let him what? So if you saw a vision, you saw something, you should say it. He that what? Let's read it together. He that what? Hath my word. Let him speak my word. What? Faithfully. What is the charge to the wicked, say the Lord? Is not my word like as fire, say the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Then that is a therefore behold, I am against the prophet, say the Lord, that steal my words. So, not everybody will have prophecies. That if your own is only preaching, preach it, God will confirm it. Come on, are we together? Yes. So pressure can cause people. Where was that when I went to that story, sir? Pressure to make money. Is it pressure to make money or what? And pressure to see. Hallelujah. Can lead the pastor to go and just to be able to see. Say, ah, that man they see you. That man they see you. I have somebody very close to me. Say that her mother liked those kind of prophetic church. The man that I seen. Once you are seen, they are coming there. See, as a pastor, you can be put under pressure to go and put your hands in the wrong place. But every time I say, God bless you, the people say, amen. The Lord bless you, the young, amen. But when you say, I just saw somebody, I saw a knee walking, I saw, hey, everybody come alive in the church. You go under pressure, but no. Never be under pressure to be what you are not. Or to do something you cannot do. Are we together? Have you been under pressure to impress a girl before? Has it happened to you before? Yes, it happened to me before. I spent my last money and went to the hostel and drank Gary. She was eating rice and fried rice and chicken. And I wanted to impress her. It was not as if I wanted to ask her how she was my younger sister's friend. 3 years like I can never ask her, like, never. But you know this kind of, you want to impress somebody. My last money. Oh, they want to eat fried rice and chicken. Okay. That night, I drank Gary in the hostel. I was thinking about, I went home and drank Gary. May you not be under pressure in Jesus' name. Anyone under pressure, God help you. And don't put yourself in that situation where you'll be pressured. I cannot do it, I cannot do it. I cannot do it, I cannot what? I cannot do it. I will not keep my eyes. You see, Apostle Solomon said that there was a time he was killing himself because of people. He was killing himself because of people. So one day he entered a Catholic church. And then when he looked, he saw a cross. And then Jesus was on the cross. Then the Lord spoke to me, you are not the one that died for them. I am the one on the cross. Don't kill yourself. See, that was when he got his greatest deliverance. I am not the one on the cross. If I cannot do it, so be it. You understand me now? You don't have the money. I've never borrowed to give money before people. That one thing I will never do. Some people go to the extent of, because of pressure, they borrow somebody money to give somebody. Pressures. Don't ever do that kind of thing, no? People go to a wedding and on borrowed money. Wedding that they may not even know. Ah, you came for the wedding. Wow, I didn't even see, you know, we are dancing now. And you borrowed money to go. You borrowed money to go. May you not do it. Put yourself under pressure. Don't see anything you cannot do, don't have it. Just say, I'm not there, I don't have it. Be sincere enough. I don't have the money. Please, I don't have the phone. I don't have this. I don't have this. Don't put yourself under pressure. Because you will do things that are not right. Number 9, it delays. Delays have caused people to disobey. In Proverbs 13 verse 12, the Bible says, hope, defer, make it their, let me see, Proverbs 13, 12, I believe so. Hope, defer, make it their heart sick. Proverbs 13 verse 12. Yes. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Hope. When you have delayed expectations, it can cause people disappointment upon disappointment, disappointment upon disappointment, disappointment upon disappointment. It can make people to compromise. Hoping for a credit alert, you keep checking your phone, checking your phone, checking your phone, charging your phone to make sure the phone did not die, checking it. It can make your heart sick. Hallelujah. Delays have made a lot of people, like delayed blessings. I'm trusting God for healing for 21 years. And then finally nothing is happening. All the pastors are praying for me. Nothing happened. Why not? Why don't you just dry this Baba? Just dry this Baba. You don't need to be there. Just dry him. Just give me the money. I'll go and consult for him. And then because of that, people go. The Bible said the woman with the issue of blood was sick with 38 years. She was sick for... Now, think about blood. Bringing that blood for a woman for 38 years. Do you think somebody like that, if she see a native doctor, she will go or not? And if that kind of person, and it will work, will she go or not? If some people, even if she's in church, I've been praying, today is your healing, today is your this, today is your this, and then, amen, 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 that doesn't say anything. You see, I'm saying it, but I'm saying it from an experience of pain. Delays can make people compromise. can make people. Why did you say when the pastor is preaching, don't go, serve only God? Forget that thing. They will do it. They will do it. Husband, no husband is coming, no husband is coming, no husband is coming. The only, you know, there are reasons. Have you seen Christian girls marrying Muslim guys? I've met one, she said that church brothers are not coming. And she was 35. The only one that was coming was a Christian brother. It was, sorry, a Muslim. All the preaching in church did not work. Why didn't God bring the husband? She married a guy. Divorced after 2 years. Yeah. Anna was telling me a story of one of her sisters that wanted to marry. Everybody thought the guy was a Christian. Said, no, the man is not a Christian. Ah, the father said, he's not, his son is not there. The people went to the back and married. Is it 1 year later? Wahala. Wahala. So delays can make, but delays should not make you compromise. Why? Because if you compromise, it will be worse. Sometimes singleness is worse. It's not sometimes. Always worse than a wrong marriage. Sometimes being alone in your room as a lady, alone, is better than having somebody smoke and drink and come and, do not sleep with me, and force you to sleep with you. There are drunkards that literally rape their wife. Imagine sleeping with a man with the smell of gold that's smelling all over. Some of them come and pull on their trousers, vomit in the house. You talk, he beat you. Leave you and chase other ladies and bring them home. It's not better to be alone than to have that kind of person like as a husband. Or you had a daughter molesting your daughter. Now think about it. Sometimes delay should never make you compromise. Bible says, Dove said, though he slay me, yet I will what? Wait till my change come. If it doesn't come, I will be there. You know this song by Dushing Oyeko said, I'll be here worshiping. No matter, just wait. Wait for God till he comes. If God never comes, I will wait till I die. I will what? Wait till I die. Bishop Oyedepo said, if God does not give me anything, I don't want to have it. If God does not take me there, may I never get there. Don't allow delay to make you look for alternatives and you disobey God. You will regret it. Wait! Sometimes the delay is God excusing you from some things. Are we together? If you have faced delays, you understand. All the things I'm saying them from not just from revelation, from experience. I have experienced delays. Sometimes you can see that you have not gotten a job, you graduated from secondary school 7 years, 8 years before you got admission. Some people is jobs. But don't compromise. I'm telling you things that boost people to disobey. Delay can boost disobedience. Hallelujah. Pressure. Number 10 is comparisons. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 and John 21 verse 33. Bible says, Peter was saying, what about John? Will he also, Jesus said, what is that? Is that your business? You mind your call. Whether he dies or not, that is none of you. You mind your business. Bible said, there are fools that compare. Comparison force people to disobey. When you begin to compare, you will go against the given instructions. God's instruction is for you is go this way. When you begin to compare, you go against it. Number 11 is competition. Comparison is different from competition. Galatians 5:26, James 3 verse 16. When you compare, it's different from competition. Number 12 is impatience. Our time is gone. Romans 15 verse 4 and then Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. Number 13 is the fallen nature of man. Psalms 103 verse 14. Bible says, God knows that we are but flesh. Number 14 is wrong association. 2 Samuel 13 verse 1 to 3. The story of Amnon. The reason why he raped Tamar was because of the wrong friend he had. Hallelujah. Many people disobey God because they have the wrong people in their life. If the guy was not your friend, nobody would have told you, let's go to party. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 3 verse 13, the Bible says, but evil men and seducers shall work worse and worse. Then he said, deceiving and being deceived. When you have the wrong association, there are things you will never do, even because of friends. Never. Hallelujah. So think about it. If I'm your friend, will I ever suggest, let's go to a prostitute place to you? Never. But there are friends that can organize the girl for you. So wrong association boosts disobedience. Have you ever been to church before with somebody? And then, because the person did not stand up, you did not stand up. Has it ever happened to you before? Have you ever with somebody and then the guy was standing there, you felt like, you look too serious, you sat down. When everybody's standing up. Has it happened to you before? Yes, it happened to me. The way you're looking at me, I don't know for you. It happened to me. One time I was in church and then my dad was sitting behind me. I was my friend, the guy was talking to me, I was talking to him. During the preaching, we are talking, teenagers. After service, my father said that he made me tell me, he said, from today, don't sit with that guy in church. He said he would have walked up to me to tell me to stand up, but he felt he would embarrass me. So he warned me. Next time I see the guy, I zoom off. Yeah. That you will never do something even because of some people. So just dissociating yourself from some people. I remember one time when I was preaching about the power of association and consecration. Somebody came to church that time. Remember the testimony? He came and testified that after that service, he went home and then wrote a list of some people. He called them and said, I love you, I know you're not, but today, please, I will not be talking to you again. The person said, am I the reason of your family, of your wife? He said, no, I just don't want you to be my friend. Officially. Like he called official phone calls. Today, I am not your friend. Officially. There are people you must consciously dissociate from. If not, they will help you disobey God. God said, move this way. And you are saying, no, you don't have to do this. You have to wait for some time. Hallelujah. Number what? 15, ignorance. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. You know that scripture, right? My people are people disobey because they don't know the consequence of disobedience. That is why any of us that have a ministry to teenagers, any of us that have a ministry to teenagers, many of you, in case you have a call for teenagers, there are some things that many of them did. You yourself, you remember your days. There are some things you did, you never knew better. Some of the ladies don't know better. They don't know. Some of us need to form mentorship class and tell them some of these things. Because when her breasts start coming up, she asks her mother for breasts where? And a guy says, now there's WhatsApp and Facebook and there's Twitter. And then some 5 people commented on her face on Facebook. You look sexy. You look twerky. You look take home to mama. As innocent as she is, it can affect her. Then she feels she needs to reveal more of her body because of the picture of Tiwa Savage or because of pictures and movies she's watching. Many of them don't know. That's why we need a lot of these teenagers people. I don't have that kind of grace, but for people that are called that kind of area, I don't have grace for children at all. I'm trusting God for it. Hallelujah. Remember they did, they invited me to preach to them. After doing that, my normal style, I put the Bible up. I started. So praise the Lord, they're talking about self-control. I can never forget the topic. The topic says, so the book of 2 Corinthians, somebody was talking there. I said, oh, sorry, wait a minute, sorry, calm down. Before you say something, somebody else said, like it was catastrophe. I could not preach. Not that I could not. I fasted for 4 days for that meeting. Four days for that meeting. I was anointed. I could not deliver. I was just there. I was like, before you say something, I don't know how to, when things are disorganized like that, I like order. Like, naturally. Do you know what happened? I just sat there and said, I called somebody, please come. The person preached, and then I came and did the impartation. After the person preached, I came and said, please. It was, Some of them will sit down and listen to you like a trailer, heading for destruction. Taking note as if they are hearing. They will stand up and do the exact opposite. They will be shaking their head as if, taking note, look at you as if it is entering. Even in church sometimes, then they will stand up and move south. What you said was not. They will, from that meeting, it's like you said the reverse. Like you said reverse. Many people need to know. I'm telling you. Many people. See, that's why sometimes I reduce counseling, especially. So when you start counseling, you discover that sometimes you will not want to counsel. Because somebody can sit down before you, and you say, you see what, and the person can bring a jotter. Say, yes, sir. Mm. Then we'll be saying, yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. God, that word was for me. He will tell you that word. You say, like you spoke exactly to me. And then they will stand up and do the exact opposite. Like, direct opposite. Why will I be wasting? I said, you will spend 45 minutes counseling somebody and the person will still do. It was like the counselor was useless. Sometimes when I think about something, but sometimes, especially I enjoy counseling spiritual matters, that relationship. Especially ladies, that is worse. I'm telling you. Hey! Charlie, God will help us in Jesus' name. But as a pastor, you have to receive grace. You keep saying it. Maybe one person in seven will hear. 1-7. You will say. And the truth is, they don't know. You can know that this person doesn't know. And the good thing is that you will think they know. It's just like Pastor Min teaching me keyboard now. And because I can play Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, I would think I know keyboard. I can play all this. I know. Because okay, I don't know the truth. But that is a pseudo. You know pseudo? Like, this deception, you will think you know. It's ignorance. They don't know. You can see disaster ahead. Because they don't do this one. Do this one. Please. I will not be in your house. Don't do it. Don't do it. Number 16 is irresponsibility. Why people disobey God? Genesis 3 verse 1 to 15. Adam and Eve were irresponsible. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 15, the Bible says, Paul was speaking to Timothy, said, study to show yourself approved. If we can study more, we can do more. Number 17, why people disobey God? What we call laziness. The laziness to work hard. In Matthew chapter 25 verse 26, the man that brought one talent back, the Bible says, that wicked and what? Slothful servant. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12, the Bible says, work out your salvation verse 13 now with fear. So many people don't want to put into the work of obedience because obedience is work. Hallelujah. Number 18 is irreverence for God. Many people don't honor God. That's why they disobey him. Because if you honor somebody, that is Psalms 28 verse 5 and Exodus 9:21. If you honor God, you obey him. The person you respect, you obey them. Hallelujah. It is very, very true. Is it not true? If you respect somebody, you will obey them. And number 19, people disobey because of what we call environmental factors. Genesis 19:31, the sons of Lot, the daughters of Lot were affected by the environment. Jeremiah 10 verse 2:2. Although the Israelites were affected. And finally, number 20 is because of fear. Stay away from negative influences. Hallelujah. That may affect you from disobeying God. All these 20 things I mentioned, if you don't take them careful to them, they will help you disobey God. These things boost disobedience. Hallelujah. But as you take note, grace has come upon you. And you will not disobey God. You may make mistakes, unintentional mistakes once in a while, but quickly you will bounce back. Quickly you will bounce back. Escape all these 20 things. Look at the list one again. Look at the scriptures. And then know that once you cut them off, you can remove disobedience from your life. Remove the wrong person. All that the people on the ship to Nineveh needed to do was what? Remove who? Jonah. All the boat will be still. All they needed to do was to remove that orangutan. Just to remove Jonah, the boat will be stormed. Sometimes in our life, there is one person causing the catastrophe. See, that is why I don't like friends that are three. I prefer even numbers. Two friends, four friends, six friends, or something like that. Three friends is not advisable. Because there's one that is always neutral. Okay, this person says, come and say, this person said this. Like, you will receive people, this one, receive people, and then the two of them will be fighting, and then he is at peace with the two of them. Do you understand what I'm talking about at all? There are people that can transform misunderstanding, and it will look as if they are settling you, not knowing that they are putting more fire. God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, today is our communion service, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans, let's look at it as we take the communion. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Are we there? All right, I would like us to read together Romans 8, 11. Let me wait for everyone. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The Bible says, are we there? Let's read together. That if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also what? Quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Anybody with another translation? Yes, let's have it. Yes. 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 Shall give life to your what? So the spirit of God can give life. I read from the Living Bible. Say, if the spirit of God who raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you, he will make your dying bodies live again after you die, hallelujah, by the means of this same spirit. Now it can be applying to post-resurrection, but it can apply to now. The Holy Spirit can quicken our bodies and give us life. Hallelujah. The reason why we take the communion again and again is for revitalization, for consistent healing, consistent impartation, consistent deliverance, consistent opening of our spirit man. Hallelujah. And as we take this communion today, I want us to pray and say, Lord, let the Holy Spirit quicken my body. Quicken me from any disease. Quicken me from any abnormality. Open your mouth and begin to pray and say, Father, Lord, as I take the communion, I receive quickening. I receive quickening. Yes, let's open our mouth. As you are praying, open your eyes and take the communion. Thank you. I say, Lord, I receive quickening. I receive quickening. Kalanamalanda kabaragadea. Shatapalanda kabranamalanda kabaradea. I receive quickening in the name of Jesus. Letekete prata kaparakatela. Shalanamande regete branamalanda kaurore baladea. In Jesus' name, save me, Father, as I take this communion. Anything boosting my disobedience is arrested in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Anything boosting disobedience in your life is arrested by the communion. Is arrested by the communion. Is arrested. Shadalaga de kedila gabaraga da yagada. Nene no moro de bayaga laga da bayaga laga dea. Shatele mende regedia. Anything boasting disobedience in your life, disconnect from them. Disconnect from them. In the name of Jesus, say with me, Father, I receive grace not to fear men. Father, I receive grace to overcome delays. Father, I receive grace to overcome pressures. Father, I receive grace to disconnect from the wrong associations. Father, I receive grace to disconnect from demonic manipulations. In the name of Jesus. Now lift up the communion. Father, in the name of Lord, I prophesy over this bread and wine. They cease to be ordinary, Lord. We prophesy an impartation of grace upon it. Let it quicken our mortal body. Let it kill anything that caused disobedience in our life. Let it help us to obey you. Let it impact our flesh with grace. In the name of Jesus. Anyone sick here, receive healing. Anyone confused here, anyone about to make a wrong decision, receive help from God. In the name of Jesus, this communicates spiritual ability and spiritual blessings. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Come partake in the Holy Communion.
The glory of Christ and the God of Christ.
What we are doing, we can begin to appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Thank Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for fighting my battles for me. Thank you for helping me out of famine. Thank you for giving me comfort. Let's take a time to appreciate the Lord because the Lord has visited us in the evening and we will see the result. Thank you, Lord, for fighting my battles for me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for healing. Physical, mental, spiritual. Thank you for impatience. Thank you for wisdom. As we live here, we live with testimonies. We live with the blessing of your word. We will come back with testimonies in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come in the air with your offering. Father, we prophesy over every giver that your offering is received and blessed. It produces harvest in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift up my hands. Let me. Okay. Thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray on that. Let me go. Lande parado koto subala de kalabaya nagada. Alright, are we done? In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over us that as we go, anyone about going to Egypt for help, may help come for you. Supernatural, I declare over you as the priest over you for this season, that in the name of Jesus, Lord, let help rise for the people. May they not go to the devil for help. You are enough, and you are enough to satisfy us. We read this evening that the Lord can furnish a table in the wilderness. May your table be furnished. Help from non unknown quarters. You will not have to go to Egypt because of famine. May God prove himself in your life that he's alive. May he still remain Jireh, Rapha, Jehovah Sabaoth, the God of all. May he fight our battles. Anyone under any conspiracy, the Lord has communicated you from them, and you are free from any demonic conspiracy. Anyone here under satanic resistance and manipulation, Lord, we come against demonic antagonisms, satanic resistance. We break the hand of darkness over our life and over the life of the people. We declare that they prosper and they move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Father Lord, we thank you for tonight's visitation. May your name be glorified and praised forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come we say the grace. Thank you so much for coming. The Lord bless you and keep you. Hallelujah. This night is blessed for us. In Jesus' name. Come share the grace and fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we are the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Thank you once again. Come.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointing messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable, 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 rapturable.